Hello, welcome to the first episode of the Plexus Podcast, Donna's Pink Journal. You are listening to this probably because you have some interest in the Plexus products, specifically in the Plexus weight loss products or the products to help with health and weight maintenance and energy boost and so on and so forth. I am Donna Riesch. And I have recently become a Plexus ambassador, which means that I sell Plexus products via my store, my Plexus store. And it also means that I get a chance to help other people reach their health goals. In this first Pink Journal, I would like to just tell you a little bit about myself and how I became interested in Plexus and how I started Plexus just actually a few weeks ago. And this is going to be a weekly journal, so I'm just going to tell you a little bit about what happened the first week, and then the next episode I will tell you about the second week, and so on and so forth, and give you at the end some information about one of the products. I will always explain one of the products in more detail at the end of the podcast episode. So hopefully you have the handout in front of you, and it should say the Plexus Podcast, Donna's Pink Journal, week one, October 2015. So first of all, with my story or starting Plexus, I am a homeschooling mom of 31 years to seven children, ages 17 through 33. And we began homeschooling when our oldest was only a year old by homeschooling my younger sister. So we have been, you know, in the homeschool environment and lifestyle for literally, this is our 32nd and our final year as our son, our youngest child, will graduate in the spring. And throughout the years, I have been on various bandwagons, like other people, in terms of health and fitness. At one point, I lost 80 pounds and kept that off just for a few weeks until I got pregnant with our fifth child. And I have also done the whole, whole foods kind of things. I've done the whole make everything from scratch and, you know, everything from whole wheat and honey. And so just, I've just done a lot of different things, throughout the years. And, a few years ago, about 4 years ago, I lost 60 pounds on, I lost 30 pounds 10 years ago through ballroom dancing. Let me preface it with that. And that was all I did. But over the course of the first few years of ballroom dancing, I lost 30 pounds. I was, I was 100 pounds overweight. So 30 pounds, you know, wasn't as difficult to lose once I added in some activity. But my husband and I became ballroom dancers 11 years ago. And then more recently than 4 years ago, I lost 30 more pounds. And I lost that through HCG. And that is just a very extremely low calorie diet in which you, eat 500 calories a day and, they have to just be like chicken, fish, apples, salad, and fruit, and vegetables and no condiments or it's a low fat and a low carb and a low calorie combination. And it does work, but it is brutal. Very, very hard to sustain, zero energy, you know, the whole nine yards. Well, so since that time then, shortly thereafter, I was diagnosed with prediabetes and carbohydrate intolerance. It's very symptomatic. I was starting to get very sick and discovered that that was a big part of what was happening. I also had vitamin D deficiency and magnesium deficiency and some other things, but that was what was really going on. I have a very fast lifestyle. I have always been very busy homeschooling and with home management and things like that. 15 years ago, I began writing curriculum. So I've written 60 books, 40,000 pages of English curriculum for homeschools and Christian schools, and now for public schools as well. Write a blog, do podcast episodes for that blog, speak. My husband and I speak about parenting. We have a parenting seminar. So anyway, really, really, really busy. And, you know, when you're really busy like that, you often don't take care of yourself. So throughout this time, I have been ballroom dancing. But in the last 3 years, since I found out about my carbohydrate intolerance, my prediabetes, I really turned that around through eating lower carb foods and exercising. So I was able to actually help that health-wise. And I also, even at my overweight states, I have actually been extremely energetic. And I always have a lot of energy, very cheerful, pretty optimistic, upbeat, just really, really love life. I love the Lord. I love my children, my family. I love being with my grown children. I have a baby grandson. I love ballroom dancing, being with my husband. So when I first heard about Plexus through my sponsor, Elizabeth Hours, and through her sponsor, Charlotte Seams, both who were homeschool friends on Facebook of mine, I remember just being intrigued by it because of the different testimonials that Elizabeth would post. However, as I told her, I don't know why I would want to do Plexus when I feel so great the way I am right now, you know. I was looking for ways to monetize my blog. I've been studying about increasing your blog income. I spend a lot of money on my blog and on tech assistance and so forth, but I don't have a lot of income coming in from the blog itself. And so I was looking for a way to monetize my blog, and I just really was impressed by these supplements and by what I was, the testimonials and so forth. Also, even though I was on this low-carb diet for, you know, the last 2 years, and I try to always stay at 40 carbs a day, 50 carbs a day. If you know much about carb restriction, you will know that 40 carbs a day doesn't give you a baked potato or a banana. So we're talking that it's very, very difficult to stay that low carb. Plus, as I found out here more recently, is that I use a lot of brain power because I write all the time. I write every day, pages and pages and pages, and I edit and I test my books with 100 students. And so my brain power is very important to me, and the ability, not necessarily to have high intelligence, but the ability to be able to think and to be able to create curriculum and teaching methods and things like that. And at that level of carbohydrate intake, I was just really not doing as well with my thinking and with my writing and creating. So I told Elizabeth I wanted to go on Plexus because I'd heard that there's a product that blocks carbohydrates by up to 46% of a meal's carbohydrates or starches. And I told her, I said, I want to go up to 100 carbs a day to still maintain my carbohydrate intolerance and prediabetes health, but yet I still want to lose weight at that level. I could not lose any weight unless I went below 40 carbs a day. And that is just not sustainable. I was constantly going off. I was constantly cheating. I was constantly having cheat meals, cheat days, so on and so forth. And so my three reasons, I guess you would say, for starting Plexus to begin with. Number one was to monetize my blog, Character Inc. Press, and Raising Kids with Character. Second is to lose these last 30 pounds. I would love for Plexus to be the answer to the rest of my weight loss. I would love to finish the 90 pounds off that I've been working on for 11 years, finish the last 30 of those with Plexus and with a higher carbohydrate intake that allows me to be able to work, create, and so forth without being so deprived and having such difficulty maintaining. So if I could lose 30 pounds while having 100 carbs a day instead of 40 carbs a day, that would be an amazing accomplishment. Thirdly, is that my husband needs to lose 100 pounds, and he has arthritis in his knees, inflammation in his knees, and so forth. And it gets harder and harder each year for us to ballroom dance. We still do, and he's still such a trooper, and he loves it as much as I do. But I would really love to help solve his inflammation problems and his arthritis in his knees without surgery, for him to get healthier, for him to lose 100 pounds. So those are my reasons and my backstory for starting Plexus. Now, before I get into my first week with Plexus, I should explain that even though I have seven children and I have been in the homeschooling arena for all those years, I am not one to really jump into health food things. For one thing, to me, it was already so expensive to feed a family of nine on one income that I just didn't see how my homeschooling friends could, you know, go to the health food store and buy all of these supplements and go on to iHerb.com and herbalist.net and you know, all the different supplemental places and buy so many supplements. And so while my friends were feeding their kids, you know, silver colloidal and probiotics and essential oils nowadays, and all of those things, I simply wasn't, and I never have. And it's not that those things are bad. I just never felt like I could afford to really jump into any of those things with seven children. So I'm not a buyer. I don't go to health food stores. I do buy certain products for low carb eating, but as far as supplements, vitamins, you know, all of these things that people do, testing and finding out what you need, what your body needs, and you know, buying a lot of supplements, going to a chiropractor, going to a naturopathy, getting massages, taking essential oils, using essential oils, those type of things. That is not me. I don't do any of that. And so for me to jump into Plexus was really a big deal because I'm not one to do those kind of things. And I'm also not really a salesperson. Now that sounds funny since I've written 60 books, but, my books are not something that I really go online and try to sell a lot. They are, you know, throughout various vendors, and I do sell them at homeschool conventions and so on. But that's different than multi-level marketing. And so I've never been in multi-level marketing. Again, this type of thing is really not me. But like I said, I wanted to lose my last 30 pounds. I wanted to monetize my blog, and I want to help my husband. And I do love helping other people, and I do have a lot of people that I'm in contact with, so I thought it would be fun to reach out to them. Also, I have to say, as the testimonials came through Charlotte and through Elizabeth, all the time when I would see a testimonial, I would think, oh my word, that might help so-and-so. And, you know, I thought about this person with Crohn's and this other person with, you know, who had to be keto because of seizures, and this other person whose child was ADHD, and those type of things. And while Plexus does not say that they cure any of those things, and there's no claim to those health things or, you know, medical conditions being changed, there are a lot of testimonials by people who have said that Plexus has helped their various conditions. And so when those testimonials would come through, I would just be like, oh, wouldn't it be so cool if I could help families through Plexus? And so that's an exciting thought for me. And I'm hoping that, you know, someday in the very near future, I can help people with that. And I'm just looking forward to that time. So I began 3 weeks ago with Triplex, and Triplex is like the signature combination, I guess you would say, of the Plexus products. It contains the Plexus Slim, which is the pink drink, and that's why you hear about Plexus Pink, or you'll hear Drink Pink, those type of things. It is looks like those little Crystal Light packets that people buy at the store to put in their drinks, which has aspartame and not Plexus Slim, but the little packets that you buy at the store, such as Crystal Light and those little Kool-Aid packets and stuff like that. Those do have aspartame in them. Plexus Slim comes in little packets like that, but is natural, healthy, and does not contain aspartame or any other harmful artificial sweeteners. Then also, the second aspect of the Triplex is the BioCleanse. And the BioCleanse is, they're capsules, and they help cleanse, energize, support weight loss, relieve occasional constipation, and so forth. Now, I didn't think I would need this cleanse because I am on a low-carb diet. even though I'm not losing weight, as I just said, I exercise most every day. I either walk or I do aqua zumba or I ballroom dance or I do T-tap. So I'm pretty active and I drink lots of water. I love water. And so I didn't really know why I would need BioCleanse. And it was explained to me that it's not like a cleanse, like you cleanse your body of all impurities and that type of thing. It's just a daily ongoing toxin kind of relieving product. And so I did take that, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that in just a minute. And then the last thing is the ProBio 5. And this is an amazing blend of probiotics that is just really far superior to what you can buy at the store. It was designed to encourage balance through the intestinal tract. We all have, you know, you've probably heard lately, there's a lot going around how your health is in your gut. Your health is in your gut. And then there's Wheat Belly, the book, and then there's Wheat Brain or something like that, talking about the gut body, gut brain relationship. In other words, so much of your health is in your gut. And we have this imbalance in our intestinal tract and so we need the probiotics to replenish the flora and get us a proper balance in our guts. And we don't have that naturally. And there are a lot of things that can upset that, you know, too many antibiotics and so on and so forth. But the ProBio 5 is just an outstanding probiotic. And so the combination of the Triplex is the Plexus Slim, the BioCleanse, and the ProBio 5. And they explain to you how to take them on the bottles, of course. I take my first two BioCleanses in the morning, and then I drink my pink drink mid-morning, and then I take my next two BioCleanses before the first time that I eat later on in the day, because I don't eat in the mornings, and then not because of Plexus, that's just how I operate, and then I take the ProBio 5 at night. So that is just what I began with the Triplex. People are asking, you know, what did you start with? What should I start with? Those are the combination things that I began with. So my sponsor sent me this product when I placed my first order, called Block, and I was sure that was going to be my ticket to be able to lose weight and eat some carbs. I always say that I don't want to pig out. I'm not really in that stage of my life where I just think about food all the time and all I want to do is, you know, go eat a huge hot fudge sundae. I'm just not there, not anymore. I mean, I think I used to be there probably more so than now, but now that I've, you know, felt better through some nutritional changes, that's not really me. But at the same time, I always say I just want to eat an apple, a potato, and a bowl of ice cream sometimes. I don't want to go crazy. I just, you know, would like to be able to up my carbs, like I said, to 100 carbs. So when Elizabeth sent me the Block, I was like, yes, the Block is here. Every day I'm going to take two of these Blocks before I eat something that's going to take me up to 100 carbs. So I'm going to take it and then I'm going to eat a banana. I'm going to take it and then I'm going to eat apple. I'm going to apple and dip. I'm going to take it. I'm going to eat French fries. I'm going to take it. And then I'm going to go out and eat chips and salsa or whatever it might be. And this was just really remarkable. And this is how I knew that even in 1 week, Plexus was really working. First of all, for the first few days, I didn't feel that great. I'll just tell you that because that's important to note. Had some bowel issues that I never had, just really felt sluggish, and I wasn't used to that, so I was a little bit concerned because I was like, well, maybe because I'm so energetic, it's going to do the opposite to me. But those things worked themselves out in a few days, and the next thing I knew, by the time my Block came in from Elizabeth, I hardly even needed it. It was just amazing. I was planning to use that every day. I was planning to eat what I wanted to once a day. I was tired of this. And the next thing you knew, the cravings for all of those things were gone. And I didn't even need to use the Block that much. I used the Block the other day. We went out for chips and salsa. Even then, I've never eaten as few of chips as I did that time out. And so I would have to say, you know, that Plexus would really does give you amazing self-control. And I'm super excited about that because it's very hard to stay in control on low carb. It's very, very difficult because if you eat any carbs, then you crave carbs. If you stay so low, though, you don't feel well. So it's just really difficult to stay too low. So I was really, really excited about the first week, really excited to have that decreased appetite and all of the self-control that came along with that. I'm just going to introduce you to one of the three of the triplex, and that is the Plexus Slim. I wanted to keep these podcast episodes at 15 minutes, and this has gotten longer than that, so I will work harder at that for next time. But to begin with, the Plexus Slim, it is, as I said, a little drink that comes in little like plastic tubes, just like I said, as Crystal Light. You just stick that in your purse. You can carry it with you. You can drink it anywhere. Pour it into your water bottle, shake and drink. There, you don't have to have a mixer. You don't have to have a blender. You don't have to have ice cubes, almond milk, cream, you know, anything to make it. You just mix and shake. And then enjoy the benefits. It's actually such a nice drink that I like to have it. Like I used to have a Diet Coke. It's that good. It's that enjoyable. Most of the benefits that people say that they experience from Plexus Slim, just the drink itself, is a calmness, sleeping better at night, appetites down, and less desire for sweets and other snacks. I have listed here the ingredients, and you can click on the blog post there to hear about the ingredients, what each of those ingredients is known for doing, where it's derived, and so forth. And then I have a lot of ways to get a hold of me. So you can like my Plexus to Feel Great Facebook page. So on the Facebook page, you can definitely follow a lot of what I'm going to be putting out there about Plexus, a lot of the blog posts and the newsletter, videos, and so forth, testimonials. You can also sign up for my newsletter. Twice a month, I'll be sending out a newsletter that has articles in it, videos, testimonials, these podcast episodes, and so forth. And so that can come into your inbox via email, and that will be, you can be assured of not missing anything that way. You can listen to this podcast. You can subscribe to it in iTunes and hear every week or so what's going on with me and my Plexus journey. And you can shop at my store. If you would like to know more about becoming an ambassador, that is buying the products wholesale for yourself, a preferred customer where you get a special discount for buying every month, or just even purchasing products, you can message me or on Facebook or email me there. And please be sure to read the disclaimer at the bottom. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. With that being said, I've had an amazing first 3 weeks on Plexus, and my first week was really eye-opening. I have to tell you a story just to end this, and that is that next week we are going on a family vacation to Disney World. We only go every 5 years on a full week vacation. That's how rare it is. So it's a huge deal. All 14 of us are going. That would be my 7 children, 4 two sons-in-law, 2 daughters-in-law, a grandbaby, and my husband, and myself. So it is just, we're all about it. We're going to Disney World. We have the dining plan that my son got for us for free. So we will eat one sit-down meal and one nice counter meal every single day for free. They include desserts at every meal for free. And so have I mentioned that this part is free? Anyway, and so once I was on this, after the first week, I was just able to really, really do well with my eating. And I told my husband, you know, that I just really don't get hungry very much now. And he looked at me and said, well, what are we going to do at Disney World? You want to be hungry at Disney World? To think that I have a problem that I'm concerned because I like to be hungry when I eat. I have this thing about not eating when you're not hungry. So I would like to be hungry when I eat, and I especially like to be very hungry when I'm having a good meal, a sit-down meal, especially if it's going to have potatoes and bread and all those things like a nice meal at Disney World would have. And to think that my biggest problem after the first week of Plexus is the concern that I will not be hungry for the two meals a day at Disney World. I think that's a pretty great problem to start out with Plexus.